Hello, magnificent community. This is Michelle Barr welcoming you to the final episode of my Find Your Freedom series that we've been working with since summer. You'll be able to go back and get all the episodes at my workingforspiritpodcast.com and go to michellebarr.com and look at my facelift that I've just gone through and see what I'm up to and what I have for you there. I have a free gift of a digital copy of my book, A Mindset for Manifesting on Purpose. These are all resources for you. So listening to this series, the Find Your Freedom series on my podcast, and the new series that is coming up, as well as all the other series. You can find them all at workingforspiritpodcast.com and michellebarr.com. I've got new content on there and that new gift. Download the digital copy of my book, A Mindset for Manifesting on Purpose, and go through that. So those are some real world actions you can take for some free resources. If you'll just invest your time and energy, it won't cost you an investment of money, and you can get a lot out of those. This is our final episode of the Find Your Freedom series, and I'm so excited. So I want to remind you one more time, this whole episode, this whole series, Find Your Freedom, is based on my highest core value, which is freedom. And I want to break it down for you a little bit. I started out really wanting money freedom. And I knew I wanted time freedom. And above all else, I became aware there was a different level of freedom that was even more important to me. And that was spiritual freedom, the freedom to have the spiritual journey I came here for, the freedom to have the spiritual journey of my dreams, where money does not make my decisions. That's also money freedom and time freedom. First, I learned how to create the money freedom, which gave me some of the spiritual freedom. And more recently, now I've been able to create the time freedom, which gives me even more of the spiritual freedom. In this episode, I want to ask you a question. If this sounds good, if this sounds great, if this sounds what you have been desiring with your very heart and soul, are you merely interested or committed? There's a difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when circumstances permit. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. Art Turok said that. I still remember the day sitting in San Diego in a conference aimed at getting me in touch with and connected to my big mission and my big life. And the woman on stage looking right at me asked, "Are you merely interested or committed?" At this time, I had finally quit my last job in 2006, and I had opened my own healing and wellness center in my community, and yet I was struggling with all the things that I've then shared with you that I've had to overcome and learn and grow and evolve to have the business and the life I have today, 15 years later. And this was my first big event in the coaching world. And if you all have been around me any amount of time and you've listened to me or you know my story, when I discovered the coaching world and how natural coaching is for me, I brought that back to my intuitive and healing work and the intuitive and healing community. So here was this coach on this big stage doing what I was being called to do, and I didn't even know if it was possible. And then she asked, are you merely interested or committed? Wow, what a question. And I had to realize that in all my struggles going on in my business at that time, first, it had become a very expensive hobby. At this point, I was turning it around. I had to get really clear and really honest. Was I fully committed, or was I still giving myself a back door out? Was I just interested? Because interested, I would do something only when circumstances permit. Committed, I would do it accepting no excuses, only results. And thank goodness she asked me that question. And thank goodness I got committed, because I'm still here 15 years later with money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, and a life and business of my dreams. What a question. Wow. That one not only spoke to me, it reached out and grabbed me by the shoulders and shook me a little. I'm not going to lie. Up until that moment, I had been dabbling, playing in the possibilities, dreaming about all the things I could do and would do. I had big intentions, and yet I was dancing around the edges, in all honesty, dipping my toe in, surveying the surface without diving in. She called me to action that day, and nothing has ever been the same since. I will never forget it. Everything I had learned and experienced up to that moment had prepared me to step into the fullness of it. All I had to do was show up just as I was. I want you all to really get this. I want you to really get this. I have come to trust this implicitly, 100%. Everything I had learned and experienced up to that moment had prepared me to step into the fullness of it. All I had to do was trust, show up just as I was. I had a coach, bless her, who challenged me early on, can you believe that when an opportunity shows up, in every moment, you have everything inside of you that you need, and you just have to show up? And that's how I started living, and I still do. Randy Pausch, who's well known for his speech, the last lecture said, the brick walls are there for a reason. The brick walls are not there to keep us out. The brick walls are there to give us a chance to show how badly we want something. The brick walls are there to stop the people who don't want it badly enough. They are there to stop the other people. It's when you come to that place, your own brick wall, that you make a choice to either commit or retreat. You are always either moving towards or away from your goal, your vision, your mission, your truth. In that moment lies the opportunity to say, I am doing this. I am doing this. I am doing this. I am doing this. To face what is in your way, open up to the next step and move forward, doing what is necessary to create the future you are meant to be living now. When you retreat, nothing happens at first. But when you have a big vision, a mission calling to you, a purpose for being here on this planet that you are not expressing, and dreams for something better, it will eat away at you slowly. You will become more and more disconnected from your truth, from who you really are, and from your source that feeds and supports you into your greatness. I lived in this desert for a long time, many years. I wandered in a wilderness of my own making. I cried out. I got stuck. I lost touch with myself, forgot my greatness. I found a million reasons why I could not, would not, should not pursue my purpose on this planet right then. I made promises to myself that I did not keep. It ate me alive from the inside out. Something very important is always hiding just behind your resistance to making a commitment to yourself, to step into who you are and take that out into the world. It's both the prison and the key to your freedom. Your choice in every moment defines it. The moment you commit to yourself and to that greater something, everything changes. Your perspective changes. Instead of making excuses, you seek results. It is said that until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. J.W. Von Goethe. This is precisely where the magic happens, and I have come to count on it 100%. You must sound the call, engage first, and set in motion all that is ready to rush in to be a part of your creation and your bigger life once you are ready for it. I've had a lot of clients come to me playing the win-then game. They gave me a list of what they want and tell me they will do everything I recommend to them if I can guarantee they will get what they want from doing it. This is so important. If you go look at my podcast, workingforspiritpodcast.com, you will find a whole episode dedicated to this. They give me a list of what they want and tell me they will do everything I recommend to them if I can guarantee they will get what they want from doing it. At the same time, they tell their trusted source, when you provide me with all of this, then I will answer the call. I got tripped up there for a minute because I was looking at the technology. So that's what was going on. They tell their trusted source, when you provide me with all of this, then I will answer the call. And I did that for a lot of years. And then I made up stories. Spirit's not there for me. Spirit's not supporting me. Spirit's not taking care of me. No, I wasn't there for me. I wasn't showing up for me. I wasn't supporting me. That's not how it works. We came here for the experience. A perfect plan does not pre-exist. This is energetic. It becomes as we grow and evolve, and in every moment, the energy changes. It's an organic process and it's miraculous. Do you want it badly enough? I see a lot of desire out there and it's escalating for many people. What stops people is the moment they need to commit to themselves to take specific, consistent action. I often find that the higher desire someone has for something that is really important to them the higher resistance they encounter. This is the opportunity to dive in and create astounding transformation. And it is scary as hell getting started. What it always is, I am here to tell you, it is worth it beyond measure. You have a future that you are meant to live, and it's been calling to you. Where there's desire, there is always the way. It is universal principle. Where there is desire, a way has already been made. A universal guiding principle, again, that I now trust 100%. The thing is, here's the thing, you're meant to be living this life now. So what is holding you back? I can look back now over all the years that I knew what I wanted and who I wanted to show up in the world as, and I didn't do anything about it. I had tons of excuses and I created a lot of busyness and distraction in my world. I did a lot to numb those cravings for more. And I promised myself that someday I would make a move. Just not today. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. Just don't ask me to do anything about it today. You will come to moments like these in your own life, facing the pain of staying the same and the fear of creating change. And every time you make a choice to either commit or retreat, you are always, always either moving towards or away from your goal, your vision, your mission, your truth, and the life of your dreams. There is an energy to it. In every one of these moments lies the opportunity to say, I am doing this. To face what is in your way, open up to the next step and move forward, doing what is necessary to create the future you are meant to be living now. Something very important is always hiding behind your resistance, behind your excuses and your fears and doubts that keep you from making a commitment to yourself to step into who you are and take that out into the world. It's both the prison and the key to your freedom. Your choice in every moment defines it. Right now is one of those moments. As you read this, something is being activated inside of you, and you have a choice. If you are ready to truly change the way you show up in your life and in your work, ready to experience a new way of being in your career, in relationships, with money, if you find yourself in just this place, then I challenge you to make a renewed commitment to yourself and take action now, today. Do something, from taking the tiniest baby step to the greatest leap, to get moving towards all that you want. You are meant to be living this life now. Know this, the moment you commit and quit holding back, all sorts of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance will rise up to help you. The simple act of commitment is a powerful magnet for help. Napoleon Hill. Before we finish today, I want to give you a note about risk-taking because it comes into play here. You may be really ready for a risk, even after never having taken them. It can be such a liberating experience that yields magical results. I have been there and done it at a time when I disliked change and was very adverse to risk-taking. My life since then has been absolutely worth it. My journey exciting and yielding out of this world results. It takes a new mindset and tremendous support. It takes preparation the way you would prepare for any journey. When the timing is right, you will feel it and know it. When nothing will stop you and you know you can't not do this thing, then you are ready. That is the exact time to take the big risks and let the universe rush in to support you. I am also here to support you through my books, through my podcast, through my social media, and as your coach, mentor, advisor, and guide. I'm going to leave you with one more thought. Tony Robbins said, at any moment, the decision you make can change the course of your life forever. Make a decision. That's step one in my MOVE formula, M-O-V-E, to move forward in any area of your life. You can go to intuitivesuccesscoach.com and get my free 21-day email journey that will take you through this. It's a great way to start working with the energy. Give me 15 or 20 minutes a day. It's free to you at intuitivesuccesscoach.com. I urge and encourage you to start that now before the year is done or whenever you're listening to this. Start it now. Thank you so much. This is the last episode in our Find Your Freedom series. And I invite you to find your freedom, your time freedom, your money freedom, your creativity freedom, your expression freedom, your spiritual freedom, whatever freedoms you crave that you need, want, and desire at a soul level and as the person you are in this lifetime. Connect with me and continue this journey with me as I support you in doing just that. Go back and listen to all the episodes we've been going since summer in the Find Your Freedom series. And next, I will move on to something inspiring, motivating, informing and educating that comes through for you next. So subscribe to this podcast. Stay tuned. I'm so excited to serve you. Workingforspiritpodcast.com and michellebarr.com. And go back and look through all the episodes, which you can also find now on my new website after this last facelift. And I'm so excited to share with you and see what else is there, what other series are there that you most need right now. So for today, I'm going to leave you with this. Find your freedom. It's all about doing life your way with epic results. Now is the time.